Drive Electric Week on WLR.
With BYD Waterford. Meet Waterford's newest car brand, the biggest car brand you never heard of.
So as you know, I went out and about with Joe Martin and a number of other of his sales team just to get some information to talk about electric cars and get under the bonnet of an electric car and just to give some information out to the public. Here's some of the chat I had with Joe Martin at BYD Waterford.
Two chargers there.
Okay, lovely. The fact that sales have gone down in the last little while, what do you attribute that to?
Again, look, people have come on board, they've joined the EV journey, etc. Yeah, it's a case of now people engaging with people that are actually driving electrics, yeah, and talking to them. They're the best people to sell a car, yeah, because they know what they're all about, yeah, and it's not a case of the next tranche of people have entered the showroom, yeah. They need to be, well, today, this week, yeah. We're here to advise you what they are. There's no compulsion to purchase. We'd love you to. But come in, test drive them. Any questions you have, yeah, we'll answer them. If we don't have the answer, we'll always come back to you, yeah. But we should have all the answers because we are the specialists in that area.
What does BYD stand for?
Build your dreams.
People will ask that.
They will.
You're also sponsoring, I see, Euro 2024, BYD is.
Yeah, they are the, well, effectively transporting all
the teams around
as well, Damien, yeah.
And in terms of the idea, again, some people that bought electric cars in the first, I suppose, push with them. They did it for different reasons. Why do people buy electric cars? Like, electric cars are here to stay. In your experience, what sort of people come in to talk to you?
Well, mostly people are actually environmentally conscious, cost conscious. Well, we're all in a cost of living scenario at the moment. But they tend to be generally the initial people, yeah. And the rest are literally coming on board when they actually fully understand the efficiencies of these cars. The cost of running them, there's a massive difference between charging a car and putting petrol or diesel into a car. So it's initially that, I would say, yeah, the bit that's holding people off is the range. Yeah, we've answered those questions. Charging functionality and things like that, people are still getting their heads around that, you know, but most people, if you consider most people's journeys, yeah, are under 30 minutes. Now, when I say most people, you're probably looking at 3/4 of people. You know, every day, are you in the car longer than half an hour each journey? Probably not, yeah. You will have longer journeys, but we'll come to those, yeah. And as I said, if it is a longer journey, there is the functionality and the capability of actually charging the car within under half an hour.
And also the fact that so many Irish people still have houses, and with those houses they have the facility or the space to put in a charging point.
Yeah.
So a lot of people would be charging at home.
It's absolutely. And a lot of people have actually had smart meters installed in their houses and things like that. So once you get to the stage where you have a smart meter, then it's engaging with your electricity provider to utilise that for your electric car. There's lower rates from them. Yeah. In fact, Energia, or was it E-Power, actually stated that you could charge on 100 kilometres range on a smart meter at the low rate at night time, roughly for about €1.34. The equivalent then to charge or put petrol into it or diesel, you're looking at about €10.20. Now, those figures are roughly around the April time.
Will people, and is there value to be got in electric cars? Because people obviously talk about the fact that they might be a little bit higher in price.
I think the higher in price has come down now, yeah. Some of that may well be down to ourselves as new entrants into the market. And I'd always encourage new entrants into the market as well, because what it does for the consumer is it increases competitiveness, yeah. So us entering the markets as we did April 2023, yeah, with one or two models, extended the range now to three models, yeah, has and other manufacturers have looked at that price point and are actually saying, hey guys, we have to compete. And again, the end user is going to be the winner. The price net of grants and VRT relief, we're now getting close to enough to the same price of a combustion engine. Yeah, so your mid-size SUV, yeah, in either combustion or electric, well, from our price point, there's not much variation between the two of them, Damien.
What about second-hand cars? Do you have any second-hand electric cars here yet?
It's me.
In terms of second-hand and the second-hand market?
Yeah, so second-hand-wise, we have, well, we've taken in quite a few used combustion cars. They all tend to have lower mileage as well, Damien, which is great for anybody that's still in the market for a combustion engine, but they are available. We've also taken in a few electric used models as well, 2020 models. Again, if somebody's price budget wasn't, our budget wasn't in the region of a brand new car and they couldn't stretch to that, well, there's equivalent models available in the used car market. There's one or two there sitting waiting to be snapped up.
Electric cars are here to stay. There's no doubt about it. And there are and have been changes in, I suppose, functionality, as you say, in the last 5 or 6 years, which have brought down price and also increased range.
Yeah.
Where do you think the market is going? Like, in 5 years' time, where are we going to be?
Okay, well, I'll answer where we're currently at the moment, yes. So the car, again, you're sitting in is the BYD Seal. It has what's known as a blade battery, yeah, which is cutting-edge technology. It's not the same as a lithium-ion battery, which other manufacturers use. It's a lithium iron phosphate. Okay, so what that means is it has a lifespan of up to 30 years, yeah, increased space capacity, yeah, and higher density in terms of energy storage. Okay, so that is cutting edge technology. The BYD battery is also used in Tesla Model Y, yeah. So we're not about everything about BYD, yeah. We're willing to share that technology with other manufacturers as well, yeah. But people need to understand the reality is the cutting edge is BYD. Does that make sense?
That sounds nice as well. It does, and I understand exactly what you're saying. So you're saying the battery life is going to get even longer?
The battery life will get longer, yeah. And that increases people's anxiety, I suppose, and oh, what happens in a few years' time when the battery depletes, okay? So our warranty, yeah, is 8 years or 200,000 kilometres, yeah. Not too sure of too many people keeping the car for 8 years or doing 200,000 kilometres, but if they did, it's covered under warranty. Not only that, with the strength of belief in the car, and sorry, the battery, is that if the state of charge reduced under 70%, the battery's covered under warranty.
Oh.
Okay, so there's complete belief in the product.
How much, what sort of a, if you brought in, let's say you bought an electric car 5 years ago and you wanted to, somebody came into you and said, can I do a deal with you, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them?
I'm always willing to do a deal, yeah. I think the key point is to actually explain to the customer about what the car they're currently driving in, yeah, is, and mirror that up to what their actual needs are going to be from a practical point of view, their driving style, their driving range that they're actually going to be doing, and which model actually suits them best, yeah. They'll appreciate fully the increased technology that's actually in the car. And once we've established that and we can compromise and agree on a price, then both the customer and ourselves would be right.
So again, it's the same philosophy as has been driving, excuse the pun, car sales forecourts for generations. In other words, if you want to trade in your car, you can trade up.
Absolutely nothing at all has changed there, Damien. Absolutely nothing. And we encourage people to come in, visit, and we'll talk you through it.
Let's go for a spin. So we're just going to talk a little bit about the engine in an electric vehicle. And we're going to have a look at this BYD Seal. Joe, you're with me again. We're opening up the bonnet here now. Okay, I'm looking at...
Not much. How to fill the water. And a storage space.
A storage space right at the front. My goodness.
So you have your water and you have brake fluid.
Brake fluid. So you don't have to put oil into an electric car.
No oil, Damien. No moving parts. Everything is a motor. Yeah.
What about servicing electric cars?
Servicing on our models are done every 20,000 kilometres, or every year, with the BYD models as well, you get 2 year servicing, as standard. And again, in addition to that, if you required your tyres to be replaced, they will be replaced. That's how I say if you require them. If the tyres are deemed to need to be replaced, they're replaced. Your brake pads also replaced, and coupled with that, the wiper blades.
Now, if a car is going to be serviced, an electric vehicle, what do they do? What do your mechanics, what are they looking for? Because I presume there's not much servicing in them.
There isn't. The servicing is pretty straightforward. It's just checking the levels that were in there, and there's very few levels to be checked. And it's
what do you mean by levels?
Well, your coolant level and your actual brake fluid levels. That's that element of it. Everything else is done from a technical point of view to make sure there's the latest software updates. So they're actually in the car. So if there wasn't a software update that the customer hadn't physically done themselves, it's done in-house. So from time to time, BYD would need to do a software update. Now, that would possibly be to increase efficiency in the car. It might be a few little tweaks, but they're all done over the air, by the way, Damien. So there's an onboard SIM card on the car, so everything's done through the cloud, so no need to visit the showroom until your servicing actually is deemed to happen. So your software updates are done, you do it at home, could be 25 minutes, half an hour, start the car again, and you are up to date. So previously you would have had to come into a dealership and plug it in, sit there, have a coffee, wait half an hour, this is all done. The convenience of sitting at home, car's outside the door, it's done.
And in terms of looking at the battery or checking the battery, does that have to be done, or
you can do that yourself on a daily basis. You literally go into the screen, you look at the battery health, it'll tell you what it is, it'll tell you what your consumption is, in kilowatts, what you're actually doing. So there's no real additional that needs to be done by the dealer.
Right. So is a service even necessary?
We all have to drive, and we all need to know that, what you're actually
doing. You have to check your tyres and check your... But you know what I mean? Compared to combustion cars... There's no real moving parts in this engine.
No, there's nothing to compare it to, So there's no real worries of... When you drop the car in for a service, is it going to need this, 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 and this? Is the timer belt okay? Well, forget about it. You're never going to have to do it. Big cost to people. So the maintenance and running costs of an electric car, far outweigh anything in terms of combustion.
Is there a timing belt in an electric car?
No. I know you're laughing at me. There isn't. There's a motor train,
And what?
The motor train is the motor, So, and everything else is, it's an integrated 8-in-1 powertrain that's actually in the car.
The battery, as I'm looking at the car here, runs on the bottom underneath the seats?
Not in this car.
Okay.
It's actually built into the chassis.
It's built into the chassis?
Yeah. So the seal has it built into the chassis. That's the strength of it, And then in the Dolphin and the Atta 3, it's actually sitting under the chassis,
And that battery is just there, and it's working away.
Yep.
And it literally is just connected with the steering wheel and the steering, and it goes.
You've got it in one. He's nodding his head.
I'm just thinking, because, it really is, and I'm not just saying this because of this week, doing this story, it's a revolutionary change in transport.
Yep.
Because the combustion engine was invented, and
actually the electric engine was invented first.
Was it?
Yes.
Really?
Back in 1832.
Go away.
Yeah.
Oh my
So we had electric cars before we had combustion engines, and it was the Ford Model T, which came out in roughly about 1910, 1912, which could then be done at a far cheaper cost, which then eliminated our electric cars as we know them, or they knew them then, till the 1970s. So in 1970, I remember, because we're of that age group, that we had the fuel crisis, cost of fuel went through the roof, cost of living went through the roof, and that's when manufacturers then started looking again at electric cars. So it took a while, but Toyota came to market then with the Toyota Prius hybrid in 1997. A lot's happened since 1997, though, as well.
Okay, I never actually knew that now. That's certainly new every day. There you go.
So we've gone full circle, Damien.
Is there anything can go wrong with electric cars from a mechanical perspective? Like, batteries are... They are what they are.
Yeah. And you're in constant, it's fully dynamic, yeah? So yeah. Everything's been read, it's on board, yeah? We do a full handover with customers in terms of what the functionalities are of the car, yeah? Again, if they don't get it the first time, please pop back in, we'll go through it again. But everything is live, yeah? So it is literally... as you see it today, yeah, no surprises when you visit the showroom. It is what it is.
Yeah, no, it's amazing, yeah. No, because again, I'm thinking, there's no catch.
No catch.
No catch. No.
It's bizarre in this industry.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all waiting for the catch when you walk in. It can't be. There must be something wrong.
Joe, thank you very much.
No problem.
Drive Electric Week on WLR.
With BYD Waterford. Meet Waterford's newest car brand, the biggest car brand you never heard of.